Hi, this is dictation rule Natasha Murray, NATASHA MURRAY. Date of birth is 7/22/1986. Date of accident 2/12/2021. Date of service is 8/11/2022. Miss Dictation Department, this dictation may have been done before. I do not have the dictation number, hence I am deciding to redo it. If you find the dictation already done, then don't worry about it. You can delete it. Well, this Natasha Murray is being seen on 8/11/2022 with a complaint of neck pain, lower back pain, pain in the left shoulder, left elbow, and left hand. Although no radiation of pain is being complained, the pain level is around 8 in the neck, mid-back, lower back, as well as left shoulder. And no numbness, tingling are being reported for the finger or the toes. No radiation to the buttocks or the legs at all. Pain level remains usually around 8. And the involvement of ADL is also around 8 with the description of general activity and work. Sleep at 8, while mood and working ability and relations with other people and enjoyment of life are affected 7. Patient reports 50% improvement in the pain, and the system review, patient has the ongoing headaches with vision disturbance, difficulty sleeping, weakness, lack of focus, anxiety. However, she denies any dizziness, vertigo, any double vision, blackout, fainting, seizures, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium. Patient denies any lack of concentration, loss of memory, or confusion, disorientation. In the pain and numbness, patient reports ongoing pain in the left shoulder, neck, and lower back, and stiffness in the lower back, shoulder, and the neck, and some pain in the left wrist and hand. In the GI, there is no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems. Incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swelling. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine. Frequency, painful urination, or blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports no changes in the pain level and no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medications are Tramadol. Substance abuse none. Compliance history, patient is fully compliant. Physical examination. The blood pressure is 122/89. Pulse is 84. Pulse ox is 99. The rest of the physical examination is from previous visit of 7/14/2022, dictation number 0718-065. Plan of care. Well, the diagnosis remains the same. Plan of care is a CT scan of the left wrist was ordered a while ago. It has not been done. It looked like the patient is already healed up, and on examination there was no tenderness was found. Patient is provided with the following medication, which are Mobic, 7.5 milligram twice a day. With the Flexeril 7.5 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation. Tramadol ER 100 mg at night for pain relief. And lidocaine ointment for topical pain relief. Imitrex for severe pain, severe headaches. And Furoscid 1 or 2 every 6 hours, PR and 75 tablets for headache relief are being provided. Patient is otherwise stable. She'll continue her physical. Well, her physical therapy has been discontinued since she has done a tremendous amount of therapy. She's released to a light duty job with 10 pound lifting limit, and otherwise, patient is, as we have discussed about the help with the laser machine, a water heat, or lying in a bathtub with the warm water, as well as infrared heat. The patient will be seen in a month's time, and at that time I may order a on-lux photomodulation device to help her with the further healing. The patient continuously has decided not to have any injection treatment for lumbar or cervical or to the left shoulder. She also refuses to see a surgeon in case for his consultation and a second option, second advice. Thank you.